Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Bob Layton, Chief Revenue Officer with Digital Defense, an award-winning cybersecurity company and vulnerability and threat management solution provider headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. To learn more about Bob and Digital Defense, visit digitaldefense.com. Bob, great to have you with us today.
Thank you for the invitation to join.
So, Bob, Digital Defense is doing some very interesting work in the healthcare space. Now, I read some very interesting material. We'll be talking about ransomware today, in particular attacks on healthcare organizations, which were predicted to quadruple between 2017 and 2020 and to grow 5x by 2021. Hospitals and healthcare entities are being cyber attacked during a time when their resources are stretched and their attentions are being diverted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to that, Digital Defense announced that you're offering $1 million in free ransomware assessments to aid healthcare providers. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So, Steve, the news is not that we're giving away something for free. The news is that we have a plan for how we're going to help solve this problem and protect the hospitals and the healthcare providers in our communities. So what we've done is we've taken our technology and our differentiation, and we've come up with a way for identifying the top ransomware and malware components that are hitting healthcare right now. And we take that information and we run a customized vulnerability profile for each individual entity that we're invited into. And from that, we're able to identify where those top attack profiles exist. We can get straight to it and we can give a priority list for remediation. And it comes out in a way that's intelligent and easily understood by security professionals or someone sitting in the boardroom. So it's actually something that can be immediately actioned.
So Bob, if a hospital is infected by ransomware, then there's a lot of risk, potentially even patient care or in a worst case scenario, critical treatment. We've covered stories involving ransomware incidents that have disabled oncology equipment used to treat cancer patients. And the patients would have to wait or until the affected devices were restored. Just how serious and widespread is ransomware in the healthcare community?
It's very widespread and it is a big problem, Steve. So there's some really bad actors out there willing to do some very sinister things. And for the healthcare environment, technology has, you know, rocketed forward from what it was just 5 years ago. You see a lot of IoT environments. There's a lot of connected devices. You were just referring to oncology treatments. Telemedicine. There's surgeries that take place remotely where, you know, community rural hospitals might be connected back to a physician that's in a larger city. So there's a lot of chances for things to go wrong. And for whatever motivation these cyber criminals have, they're planning ransomware, they're planning malware in networks that are most vulnerable, usually in hopes of trying to get some sort of payment extorted from them. And so what we're able to do is come in and identify whether or not that ransomware exists in the environment, and also whether or not the healthcare environment has a risk profile that even exposes them. So this is a pretty valuable service that we're giving away. I know we released it as this is free, but the biggest thing to take away is that we have a way to remedy this problem. We have a solution and we'd like to just get it in the hands of the healthcare providers.
So Bob, why do you think that healthcare is the primary target for ransomware attacks more so than other industries, whether it's financial services, manufacturing? Statistically, we track this. We know that healthcare is a target, but why?
You know, I can't pretend to understand the psyche of these cyber criminals. However, there's a lot of data there that has value, that it's a high value target. You have not only payer information back and forth between the insurance companies, you have social security numbers, you have a lot of private patient data. You have things that would probably be worthwhile to some other persons out on the open market. And so they look at this as basically hitting a honeypot or a vault. And if they can extract some sort of information that can be traded or sold elsewhere, then they're going to do it. It's a horrible time to imagine that people would prey upon those that are in the hospital, though.
So let's talk about the free assessments that Digital Defense is offering. First, tell us who qualifies. Is this just for large healthcare systems and hospitals, or who else?
Yeah, so we're targeting hospitals and healthcare organizations that are typically patient admitting. We'll take others on a case-by-case basis, but we really want to safeguard those that are doing surgeries, that are patient admitting hospitals, large and small. We're not targeting any particular size. And what we're doing, Steve, is we've created a custom threat profile, and we're running this profile to identify the top 10 ransomware and malware targets, ransomware and malwares that target healthcare providers. And with that, we're able to profile the environment, see if they're exposed, see if these ransomware or malware components are in the environment, and then we can get straight to it with a report of here's where they are and here's how you can remediate. And we're making introductions to our community of managed service providers if they don't already have a managed service provider so that they can help them remediate. And if they do already have a relationship with a managed provider, then that's where we're also taking the opportunity to introduce ourselves and show them how they can improve their hand in caring for the hospitals and caregivers.
So what is a CISO or a security leader going to ask you? What are some of the questions they'd have about the assessment so that they can understand exactly what you would be doing or what one of your partners would be doing?
Yeah, so absolutely. So the first thing that that most of them are commonly asking is this just some sort of free use or free trial of your product? And the answer is no. We've created a very specific policy for ransomware detection, and we're bringing that in and running it and profiling their environment and its exposure to these ransomware and malware. So for the CISO, we're letting them know that, look, this is not us just trying to offer something up as a veiled sales pitch. We're really going out there to try to help the healthcare community with it.
Well, we know a lot about digital defense, and we know that it wouldn't have been, you know, any kind of proposition, but definitely wanted to just, you know, let the CISOs and the security leaders know that there is a, you know, a definitive plan for this. I was reading something that your CEO, Larry Hurtado, says that Digital Defense has a contactless solution delivery approach with SaaS technology hosted in AWS. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Bob?
Yeah, so one of the things that differentiates us is we're not only easy to use, but we're also quick to deploy. So you've got a rapid time to value. And part of that is because we're entirely in the cloud with AWS as a SaaS. And so we can stand this policy up and run this assessment for a healthcare organization start to finish in a matter of a couple hours. So it's not a big investment of time. And so that's one of the ways that we're able to offer value. The other thing I would tell you is that we're available in cloud marketplace as well with AWS, Azure, soon Oracle and Google. And so if there's hospital entities that have assets that are also in the cloud, or if we need to meet them there to, you know, go on to their AWS bill, for instance, we're that flexible and we're able to do that as well. So we've got a lot of ways where we've kept up with the whole shift toward public cloud with their workloads.
Now, does Digital Defense work with healthcare providers above and beyond the assessment? You know, companies might be grappling with issues such as, okay, well, we actually have a ransomware infection. We need to think about whether or not we're going to pay the ransom. How do we remediate? How do we restore our systems?
So that's where our network of partners come in, Steve. So, you know, I'm keeping up with it just like you are. And you know, I see a lot of things out in the news right now where there's questions as to whether or not anyone should ever pay a ransom. Because how are you going to actually be sure that they're not going to target you again? And I don't pretend to have the answer there, but I know all of our partners who are professionals at actually doing the remediation. Many of them are MSSPs, MDR providers, and just, you know, run-of-the-mill managed service providers with some security in their portfolio. They're the ones that are on the front lines doing the remediation. And I think that's where we're also making a match here with the healthcare providers so that they can meet a provider that can help them.
Well, I think that's one of the most impressive things about digital defense, the network that you have of channel partners. I assume that they're familiar with the healthcare space, probably already have relationships with a lot of these healthcare providers and hospitals.
Yes. So the response has been fantastic. We've got a number of our partners that are reaching out to all of their existing customers, as well as their prospects, to say, if you haven't experienced digital defense, or if you haven't experienced our services, this is a great time for you to do that. And I think too, with what's going on with the pandemic, Steve, it's been a little bit awkward, you know, being a sales professional, because how do you actually approach these organizations when the world's been just kind of turned on its ear? You don't want to be tone deaf, right? And so I think this gives everyone an opportunity to say, the world will return to normal very soon. We're confident in that. In the meantime, allow us to do something here, not only out of goodwill, but just to give us an opportunity to get to know one another.
So we understand that the ransomware assessments will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis, or until the $1 million offer is exhausted, whichever comes first. How and where do healthcare providers sign up?
Absolutely. So we have a landing page on our website. You can go directly to digitaldefense.com, and across the banner at the top, there's a link to the landing page where you can enter in your desire to learn more. From that, one of our team will phone you and understand whether or not you're an entity that qualifies, or if you're a partner, you can go there as well. And it's also in our partner pages where you can nominate or raise your hand and say, we have a healthcare entity that we believe you can help. It's as simple as that.
So Bob, for a company that does go through the process, makes the inquiry, says, hey, you know, we would like an assessment, about how long would it take for them to actually get that assessment?
So we're laying down some guidelines that everyone that is interested in this has to express their intent by July 15th. And then we would serve everyone by the end of September. We're getting a lot of requests, and so we're starting to queue everybody up. But the total amount of time to take this from start to finish is a matter of hours. It's just when we get hundreds of healthcare organizations stacked up, it might take a number of days or weeks to get to you.
Well, this is a great program, Bob. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and share all of that.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you giving the chance to speak on it.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Bob Layton, Chief Revenue Officer with Digital Defense, an award-winning cybersecurity company and vulnerability and threat management solution provider headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. To learn more about Digital Defense, visit digitaldefense.com. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.